All right, guys. So welcome back to the Roger Sarnt Podcast, where we talk all things Army. And I'm your host, Sarnt Cruz. And today is the very first episode of Financial Readiness Friday's Mission Money. Yep. So this segment is geared to equipping us as junior soldiers or as soldiers with the knowledge and the tools needed to conquer our financial goals. So what we're going to do today, we're diving into a powerful strategy that can help you march towards this financial success. And that's just called the 70-10-10 rule. So without further ado, let's get started.
Roger, sorry.
All right, so you guys might be wondering, what exactly is the 70-10-10-10 rule, right? Well, it's a simple yet effective budgeting outline, right? Or guideline, if you will, that can help be like a game changer for anyone trying to manage their money wisely. Now, for our soldiers, it's a tool that's going to lay the foundation for like financial freedom. Or at least financial security, right? So ultimately, it's you knowing exactly where your money's going. It's 100%, you're taking 70, 10, 10, and 10, all right? So let's go ahead and break it down real fast. So the 70, 10, 10, 10 rule suggests that you allocate your income into like four key categories, right? The first one is going to be the 70%. That's the bulk of your income that's going to go to your essentials, like the things that you must have in life to survive, for you and your family to survive. Think about like your housing, think about like your utility bills, groceries, transportation, gas. Like if you work far and you have to take tolls and stuff like that. So things like that, the things that, let's say, that are going to keep you, the bases that are going to keep you like mission ready. Like if you don't have this, you're not going to be good. So with that in mind, you're going to have another 30% left. And we're going to break this 30% into 10% increments, right? So the next 10%, we can say we're going to use it for things that you want to make life more enjoyable. Because the misconception about budgeting or allocating money in certain spots is they tend to think that if I start budgeting, I'm not going to be able to have any money to spend anywhere or something like that. And it doesn't have to be like that. You just have to make sure you know where the money's going and where is it coming from and how much you have for said time that you want to spend. So things that kind of like make life more enjoyable per se would be like, I don't know, let's say like streaming services. A lot of people like to stream stuff like Hulu, Netflix, Peacock, YouTube. What are some other ones? Like any type of those, right? If you cable, whatever it is, I don't know who pays for cable nowadays, but these are some examples, right? Let's say you want to take the family to dine out twice a month or three times a month, once a week, however you want to do it. This will also be included into that 10%, right? And I don't know, a lot of you, for some reason, I don't know why, but a lot of you guys or a lot of us, we tend to not go to the gym on post because it's free, and we'll go to like another gym off post, and that sometimes costs. You may get a discount, but it still costs. So all of these are kind of examples of ways that you can use your money, that 10%, and use it to kind of like enjoy life, right? This is all your discretionary spending. So the next 10%, we're going to go ahead and we're going to build up a nest egg, right? So everybody knows Murphy's Law. And when I was a platoon sergeant, that was our motto, Murphy, here comes Murphy. So what can go wrong will go wrong. And to get ahead of the eight ball, what we're going to have to do is put some money away for a rainy day, right? And with this 10%, this next 10%, we're going to be building the infamous emergency fund, right? And the you'll hear it anywhere, like these financial gurus and stuff, they'll say, well, you need to have 3 to 6 months of bills. So you need to have that 70% times 3 to 6. And in order to get that 70% up to 3 to 6 months, you have to know where your money's at and you have to start building that. And this 10% is going to start that off, right? And emergency funds, it's anything. Like if you, like I have a soldier, right? I have a couple soldiers right now that they are having car issues and they have the money to fix it. And let's say they didn't have the money. If they didn't have an emergency fund, what happens then? So sometimes things break in your house. Like for instance, my rental that I have, the roof was, we had a windstorm and shoot, like an 8x8 portion of the shingles blew off. So I had to get a roofer out there in order to fix that, like stat, because I don't want my tenant to go through any, like if any leaks or anything like that. And plus it just looks aesthetically unpleasing. So the house can be things. You got your broke family members, you know, that think you're rich and they're always asking you for money and you just can't say no sometimes. So you got some money over there, like, hey, let me get $100 or something like that. I don't know. And if you want to, you can assist because you have that money there. If you're on the civilian side, let's say, for instance, I don't know, you're a civilian. If you lose your job, you kind of have that 3 to 6 months to kind of find a job that's going to sustain you or be equal to what you are already making. In the Army, we don't worry too much about that, but an equivalent could be getting kicked out, or a lesser, less severe thing could be like UCMJ. And when they take that half month or month pay, whatever it is that they take, if they take it, right, you have money for your bills, right? So when that happens, you can kind of like you can navigate. And a lot of times you have, if you have kids that are older, like my son, I'm pretty sure pretty soon he's going to need braces. And where's that money going to come from, right? I had a soldier that their child had some medical expenses. They had an operation and they had to cover some of the bill. I think they got reimbursed. I don't want to go into it too much, but I think they got reimbursed, but they still had to pay because that goes on their credit or whatever it is, right? So this second 10% is now geared towards building a nest egg. So we have our final 10% is going to be like your financial artillery, right? It's your savings and investment. So this is where you fortify your financial future. It can be contributing to your TSP or your blended, whichever one you're on, 401k, whatever it is that you're doing. And another thing, it could be just investing yourself, right? Through educating yourself, developing a skill. A lot of these people out nowadays, they're hiring like mentors and stuff like that. And that's going to gear them into specific fields. I don't know what whatever it is that you're trying to do with your future, this is where you can have that money set aside, right? And before you, this is just in subject, but on my soapbox real fast. Before you actually hire a guru or mentor, whatever it is, make sure that you kind of like do your research, check their reviews, check like the top three and see what they're talking about before you get God out there, right? You don't want to save all this money and then spend and then it's all for nothing because you got God. So a lot of times with this part, because we're young, especially our junior soldiers, right? We tend to put this percentage like on the back burner, right? We'll just be like, you know what? I'll start TSP or my blended, whatever it is that you're doing. I'll start it later. I don't need it right now. I'm in the Army, so I don't need no additional skill, whatever it is. But you can always have a side hustle in the Army, right? You can make money with your paycheck, and then you can also do something on the side that you develop a skill. If you want to do woodworking or something like that, because guess what the Army always does? They never go, it never goes out of style. And that's when people PCS, they order plaques and they order wood stuff. So you can gain knowledge on how to do that. I'm just saying. There are multiple ways to generate streams of income. And with this 10%, you can use that. And then a question would be is like, why is the 70-10-10-10 rule crucial for our junior soldiers? And why am I talking about it? Mainly because they don't teach this shit in basic, you know? They don't teach us money management. They do have finance and financial advisors on post, but how many times have you actually gotten a financial class and paid attention? How many times have you gotten a financial class throughout the year in a quarter as a soldier? And if that time, and if that answer is rarely ever, this is why we over here at Rogers Sergeant, I'm coming up with this information to share with you guys so we can kind of get ahead of the eight ball, because I think if you are financially sound and at least stable, it makes going to work a lot easier, right? So again, why is the 70-10-10-10 rule so crucial for our junior soldiers? Let's think about it, right? Let's think about it in like military terms. Imagine like if you're only focused on an offense without considering the defense, right? So your financial strategy kind of needs a balance, if you will. Just like a well-prepared military unit, right? You and your unit, you guys overtake the objective, and then what we're going to do is we're going to set up a defense and we're going to plan our next move. So the same thing goes with our financial readiness. We're just setting up a defense for our next move. So when you follow the 10-10 rule, you're taking care of your immediate needs. You're taking care of like wanting to enjoy life still, and at the same time, securing your financial future. It's just a disciplined approach that aligns with our core values, to be honest with you, right? When we talk about the Army values, loyalty, duty, respect, selfless service, honor, integrity, and personal courage, it just aligns with all of that, right? Because if you take those core values and you dissect them, it's all discipline. And when we're trying to take these percentages and allot them, again, it's all discipline. So we already know that our junior soldiers are facing unique challenges, right? We have deployment, relocations, and the demands of military life. And guess what? When you deploy, you get more money most of the time, right? A forward theater deployment, you do get more money. So that's more money that you're going to be allocating. When you relocate PCS, they give you a government travel card, but you have to pay that up front sometimes because you may take leave and you won't hit your unit for a while. So you have that money to pay it back. And then when the GTC pays you back, and then you get your money back. But if you don't have it, you're literally depending on that. And obviously the demands of military life. I remember one time, a long time ago, when I was in Alaska, one of my soldiers went to BLC and he had to buy all new uniforms. And he decided he wanted to sew them on. So luckily, he had the money to do so, right? But just understand that mastering the 70-10-10-10 rule, it just provides a solid financial framework that it just can adapt to any mission, right? So before we wrap it up, just remember that the financial readiness is an ongoing mission. Like it's not just, hey, I'm gonna just do it and let it be. You got to follow through. You got to keep track of your spending, adjust your allocations as you need it, and then always be proactive in seeking financial education. It's kind of like the practice of medicine. It's always evolving, right? And it's the same thing with when it comes to saving money or allocating money, all right? So like I said, I don't want to hold you guys too long. That concludes our very first episode of Financial Readiness Friday's Mission Money. And just so you guys are aware, I like to thank you guys always, right, for tuning in. Stay disciplined, stay financially fit, and remember, Your financial success is a mission worth accomplishing. Thanks for listening. Go ahead and download and leave a review as always. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, any ideas for the show, just send them at my Gmail account, rogersarnt@gmail.com. And follow me on Instagram, follow me on Facebook and TikTok at rogersarnt. And remember, I always say this, you don't have to embrace the suck if you got the right tools in your ruck. I'm Sarnt Cruz, and I'm out.
Roger Sarnt!